Hi everyone, good afternoon. My name is Pratiksha and I am a geomatics engineer from the OpenEO team. Today I'm joined by my colleague Emil, who is one of the developer or the face behind OpenEO. And the main topic that we are here trying to cover within OpenEO is about the reusability concept that we support for the algorithms that are developed using OpenEO. But before that, I want to quickly have a recap, because last day as well I got the opportunity to be here. That was the first time when I was here in FOSTEM, as well as it was our first time presenting CDSE in FOSTEM. And OpenEO is one of these open source component that is supported in the CDSE, which is Copernicus Data Space Ecosystem. Quickly giving a recap for those who are still not aware or who completely have no idea what a CDSE is. So CDSE is a user-centric platform where we provide satellite data sets all at one single point with a focus on the Copernicus data sets. Copernicus is a European mission for capturing satellite data sets that would be used for several applications related to Earth observation. And OpenEO is one of the tools that is provided also within this ecosystem for not just accessing the data sets that in the ecosystem, but also process it in cloud environment. So that was what we covered last year, but this year we thought, why not, let's go a bit more into technicalities of what is OpenEO and how we say that, okay, OpenEO solves this problem, but how does it does behind the scene? Or how does it suppose the concept of FAIR that we always try to present with OpenEO? To start with a classical example of, can you guess where it could be? Yeah, there was voice, Brussels. To be more specific, I think the dark image that you see below there, that's somewhere next to us, if I'm correct. And it is actually a beautiful snowy image that we had in the second week of January this year. So this is the Brussels itself. But I wanted to show this picture, the saying that it's a pretty picture to look at. Yes, a snowy picture of Brussels. But along with that, it also gives us insights on looking about this information on what are the landscapes, what could be the additional information we can gather from this kind of data sets. And these are a couple of other pretty images, I would say. But these talk much more than just visualization. And right, you can see, is an image that describes about the land surface temperature. And to the right, to the left, you can see a couple of ships that are detected using one of these Sentinel data sets. So these are some examples of information that we can gather from these satellite data sets. Along with that, we can also study several Earth observation, Earth-related phenomenon, disasters, and also perform several applications related to this task. So here you can see hurricane followed by wildfire, and there are gas flames. So these are all detected with satellite data sets. However, there are often challenges when working with this kind of data set, that there are terabytes of data set that are acquired every day. And in order to work with them to make a useful information out of them, it could be quite troublesome to download all these data sets in your own environment and to process it. Furthermore, the data set that I showed you, they were like Sentinel-1, Sentinel-2, these are just named to a couple of sensors that capture the data set, and they can provide you data in different formats. So the algorithm that you will be developing for example, NetCDF, could be very much different to the other format. So you will every time have to think about, how do I change my working method in order to work with this kind of data sets, as well as where are they stored. With CDSE, now it has been simplified that we've tried to bring all the data set at one location so that you can directly access the data set from in there. But to address data formats, that was still quite a challenge, I would say. That is what OpenEO tried to answer. But in addition to that, I would like to show where the traditional method that we as a remote sensing engineers remote sensing data engineers try to do with the data sets previously. So, for example, I wanted to identify what was the change detection in this location. So that time I used to download the data set from the previous year for how much data set was available. I just downloaded it in my location. And I want to be specific with Brussels, so I just do additional processing and all those things. And then I again do this same step for the next year. And I try to find the difference between those two data sets by finally focusing on developing my algorithm, which is often tricky if I want to do it again in the same calculation in a different location. So that didn't support the concept of reusability, I would say, or reproducibility of what I wanted to do in a different scenario. Apart from that, it was also a challenge. I think someone else also addressed this challenge earlier in this room, that I prepared the data set, but it is very tricky on how do I share it with the other, or within my team as well. How do I easily share it? Do I download it, copy it in a pen drive, and share, please, can you look over this data set in your own environment? So that was another tricky question that OpenEO tried to answer. Because following this traditional method, it was often slow. It was not just hardware expensive, but also computationally expensive in doing the same thing. As I mentioned earlier,